Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's me, Case, in the house. About to get wasted with my boys. We got John. The two Johns are here. Tina's going to be walking in any minute. We're just running it a little bit late. And our guest, here she is. Oh, well, we had to.
What's
happening? Today's show is brought to you by the good people at Loyalty Auto for great friendly service, great deals. Call Sacco, Art, Hiro, and the rest of the boys at 818-200-0333. Trust your car buying and leasing experience to Loyalty Auto Group. Great friendly service. And once you go Loyalty, you'll never go anywhere else. Trust me. And our next sponsor is Balorian and Malukian LLP. A law firm that fights for you. They specialize in automobile accidents, catastrophic injuries, and injuries and works. I'm so tired.
Sorry. Woo! Get it right.
Long day. Forgive me. Balorian Malukian LLP, a law firm that fights for you. Oh boy! So you guys can tell I'm tired. Right. It's been a rough week already. You know.
I was only to say, you got a shout out to Onyx? Like, it seemed like every radio got that shout out to Onyx. Like,
who Onyx, Onyx? Who? The rapper?
I don't know. It's just Onyx.
I never liked him when there was in anyway.
Shout out to Onyx.
I didn't like all that slam, and it was just too loud for me.
The Black Vagina Finder? You didn't like that?
Damn, why I don't remember that song? You know what? I didn't give him a chance.
Sucking the next nigga's dick. That was the hook.
I didn't give him a chance, man. Y'all like Onyx? Tina, what's up?
Well, I'm from the Bronx.
Damn, you looking all bronze and golden today.
Really?
What's up? You
got a little. And I don't have makeup on today. Well, I put a little bit of this.
Oh, wow.
Natural.
You know, thank you, darling. Thank
How's everybody's
darling.
Weekends?
Hey, John and
Excellent.
John.
How you doing?
Excellent. How was your trip?
You knew he went on a trip. You remember that?
Yeah.
He came back. He said he came back just in time for us.
Really? Wow.
Thank you for
it. Successful?
Thank you for
everything. Everything.
You went to go visit fam, though, right?
Yeah, I did.
Fam?
Yeah.
Other fam?
Yeah, fam.
Wow. This is serious.
It was good, man. I got to see my parents and everybody.
Oh, wow.
So important.
And the kids get along?
Yeah,
everybody. Oh, man. So, is it like, has there been like a proposed type deal yet?
You put things on the radio.
I'm sorry. We'll keep it business. I'm sorry.
She could be listening.
Don't start in trouble.
I put my business out there. This to that girl who was feeling on me last Friday. I found out you was out of your mind. Found out you got an ex. I be stalking you. It's over.
Uh-oh.
Can't be doing that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got the word in the street. She's crazy.
You
got
to stay boo free for the summer anyway. So
yeah, I've been boo free for a long time though.
Aww,
I haven't learned anybody's last name in like 3 years.
their first name.
Uncuffing
season.
Uncuffing season.
And then I take a break from Thanksgiving to Valentine's. Because those is too much emotion in those days.
No, you're just cheap as fuck. That's what that is.
Well, I mean, think about it.
That's cheap as fuck. Well, you don't have to have that awkward thing about, I'm not inviting you to my house for the holidays. So that's Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's.
But see, those are the tricky invites, though.
I was raised by boys. I have brothers and stuff. I know what's up.
Okay, say you bring Boo over to the house and she meets your mom. Because if you take her anywhere during those times, you're going to meet fam.
I don't know. For me, it's all out of context. Like, if I know we're not like that, but then again, no, but I have a man's point of view is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I had a guy's mom invite me for Thanksgiving. This is kind of embarrassing. Oh, I had already met his mom. She was cool. And she invited me for Thanksgiving. And he looked like, oh, shit, like, I ain't ready for that. So when I called him a few days later, like, oh, so what should I bring and stuff? He actually was like, well, I'm uncomfortable with you coming for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and I was like, Mom, how could you be uncomfortable with someone coming to your house for Thanksgiving? He was like, well, I don't want you to think it's more than that. I'm like, because I came to your house. Like, I already met your mother. So if the context is, I know we not like that, nigga, I'm just coming to eat. I want to eat. I don't have family here.
That's real talk, too.
But I was like, I had to give him credit for being honest. I'd rather not come over there and you be awkward and weird to me and I'm sitting in the corner. Wow. But I was like, first of all, I already met your fucking moms. So I was like, I'm already past it. Like, I'm not going to go to your house and think we're getting engaged now because you invited me for the holidays. Like, fuck out of here. Like, I want to eat. You got food.
If my mom invites somebody, they coming.
I couldn't believe he uninvited me. I didn't even. Wow. I realized.
Wow,
I was
uninvited. Oh, wow. I'm mad for you. Fuck
that's how I knew immediately. Like, And then Valentine's Day. Y'all don't want to do shit for us either because it may.
That's when I pick up.
Thing.
That's when I pick it up because like whatever just, presents they got and they didn't like and they break up.
Good
bam.
Point.
I come and swoop in.
Damn,
that's it.
That's a great idea.
Then I got like about 3 months of just regular life.
Yes.
No Christmas, no New Year's. I've seen people drop like $5,000 just on New Year's.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
This is what I want to know.
I want
to
be in
the house. I got a question. Is it the Valentine's? I've heard it's a rumor. I've never been to the club on Valentine's Day.
Who the fuck goes on Valentine's
Day? I heard that. You get what I'm saying?
I
heard
that
was Smash
that day?
City.
Oh, I thought every night was Smash City.
Well, I mean, like, really extra Smash City.
Because they're upset?
Because single, it's the best night if you're a single person. I heard it's the best to go out to the club.
Man, I've never
because
thought about
whoever's
that.
There is automatically single. We know that.
And it's...
And it's fucking
never
because,
about
because
that.
There's me either because you're kind of like, sad. Yeah. Everybody else is having a Valentine's. You like, I want to get some. I want to get
hang
some.
With, you know, I can hang with Titi. Tita's like the sister. Like you know, saying, go over there and go talk.
No,
that
I
one
am.
Over there.
I am. That's what all the homies love about me.
So I want to hear about Hawaii. Tell me about Hawaii.
Hawaii. First of all, you're gonna pronounce it correctly, okay?
Hawaii.
If we go to Hawaii, you got to like the E. You know, Hawaii.
Isn't Hawaii?
Yeah, Hawaii.
How they say it out there, the Polynesians, bro? You J-O-J, just off jet.
I don't know. I don't even know. They just, I don't know. It's
how
just,
was
that? First of all, when they came back, everybody was happy and relaxed. They was like, Ace, how you doing,
wait,
bro?
What do y'all eat out there? Like poke bowls or is Americanizing?
All right, there, okay. Shout out to Sweet Ease. Ali, if you listening, shout out to you. We went to this place. It was the spot that was. There was so much stuff to do out there. You never want to go to the same place twice.
Okay.
But this place we did, Sweet Ease. You got to write it down.
Sweet Ease.
You got to
in Hawaii.
Get yes, and what you got to go there for breakfast. Promise you, you won't
not
be disappointed.
Not Sweeties from
sweet,
Sweeties.
Like sweet.
Sweet Ease. We need to clarify
yes.
that because we don't want people thinking Sweeties
sure.
is in Hawaii
no,
now.
That'll mess you up. But you got to go out there. You got to get the corned beef hash. Well done hash browns.
It's got to be well done.
And that is the, what is that? The Eggs Benedict. And here's the thing. You get, okay. All right. You got to get the stuffed.
Flashbacks is killing
me. Oh, my God. Yeah. The stuffed.
You can't even get it out.
I can't even get a French toast with.
What is the stuffed with?
With bananas.
Okay, first
and
of all.
I can't steal because I'm sitting next to the inventor.
First of all.
Yeah. Take it over, John.
Stuffed French toast with the side of the peanut butter. You dip the French toast with the syrup and the peanut butter.
I would have never thought about dipping it in peanut butter.
I'm kind of mad at y'all, though.
Excuse me?
Mad or jealous?
Excuse me?
French toast?
What
I want to hear like some island food. Did they get the pig in the ground?
Yeah. Did you eat drink
poi? Did you go to the luau?
Shrimp. Yeah, we got this, they, a lot of shrimp.
Did you go to the luau? Seafood. You didn't get the little hips thing?
I seen the luau.
Y'all didn't
from
see
the hotel,
one of those shows? Really?
I wanted to. But it was too busy.
Wait a minute.
It was busy.
What are y'all doing?
Wait, when you got off the plane, did they give you those laser on your neck like on TV?
You got laid.
That's real.
You got laid.
Okay, so. What y'all do? You go to the bars? What are you, clubs?
Okay, I don't even want to know.
I'll tell you what. We did a lot of sightseeing. So we the bay. Yeah, this bay is a natural preserve bay.
Did you see a volcano?
You were the Pearl Harbor.
The bay was in the. Used
this
to be
is
a
some
volcano.
Nigga shit, though.
It used to be a volcano.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that, though.
It is. I'm like, did you see a volcano?
Yeah, we went to. It was beautiful. We went
did y'all even go in the water?
We went to one of the.
You know, our people don't go in the
one
water.
One of the top 10 beaches in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is that?
I don't even know the name.
Oh,
I don't.
But he had a good time, though.
It was good, though.
Let me tell you what's excellent about it. You took some of your top people,
yes.
Your employees,
and that's excellent.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the ones that were here were motivated, like, oh, I got to be on that next
show. And it's so important to show your employees love, because when you we feel unloved, we do things like steal extra staples. Nah, I mean, I know I do. But you kind of like, man, fuck him. I'm taking that Sharpie home. Yeah. Fuck my boss. Seriously, little shit like that.
You guys do a good job.
You want people to care.
Sometimes they feed the kids in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
They do a good job. And then free I steal the leftovers.
I was about to say, free food.
Oh, my God. Hey, it goes down, too.
Oh, yeah.
They get so much food, they feed our office.
Yeah.
So the girls be like, the girls be on y'all's tip. So they be like, oh my God, those dudes are so successful. They're together. I like them.
Yeah. Those are good black guys.
Anybody out there wants to meet us, you can come to our office at 7:30 on Friday. We got free pizza.
Stop playing.
What, Friday?
I'm coming.
Friday morning?
Friday night.
Friday night. Who's eating pizza?
Cold pizza.
Oh, no.
You're a single man, so I guess you eat pizza at 7 in the morning.
Cold pizza.
Of course I do.
7:30. See you there. Or see you square. Like a pizza box.
Pizza party every Friday.
You guys are good. You guys are good bosses. I mean, I like how you do it. You, you teach responsibility. You not teach, but you, I don't want to say force, but you, they're going to get responsibility. They're going to be like, listen, you running the company, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah. And well, they're teaching by example.
My boy Obi was pumped too in the morning, man. I just see him like, you ready?
I looked at you guys on the street. I went and think you run a company.
Huh?
I said if I ran into them on the street. You know, stereotypically, you'd be like, they look like a couple of rappers or something.
They look like rappers.
Yeah. People always think that.
They look like rappers. Or
he looked like a poet.
Yeah. He just looked like he's into some things.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He looked like he's just like, yeah, I got somebody for that, though.
You know what I'm saying? Let my people call your people. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. I'll tell you a story. I was in Pittsburgh. I was opening up an office out there. And then, you know, I was out with some of my employees, and somebody walked past and was like, hey, man, you know, you were talking about business. And it was like, yeah, you know, we work for him. You know, they were like, we work for him. And some of the people were like, he don't own a business or whatever like that. And my employees got mad. It was like, you trying to be racist? It was all
right?
Yeah. I just laughed about it. It was like
I'd walk up and give you the key to my car. Like, park it and don't scratch it.
I tell you what, they don't say that in this building because y'all the best dressed people every day.
Really?
Every day I look at them and I'm like, damn. These suits are fitting.
And still, you're learning nothing.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You know, I'm so mad. I wear this every Wednesday.
No, you haven't. This is the first time I've seen it. I can tell you what you wore last week and the week before, because they're awful. Mm. Well, last week, I remember you had on something. It was like a white shirt. It had like red stripes or something. It reminded me of like a Coca-Cola shirt.
It was a Manchester United
shirt. See, I remember. Wow. And it was wrinkled. That's why I remember. That's why I remember. It was wrinkled. Oh, I'm like an awful girlfriend, because I'll be like, you don't remember last Tuesday at 2:42 p.m. and 28 seconds. I remember because you had on the Pirates hat and you had on that red shirt. And your white Pumas.
She murders my every time. She's like, what is this?
Come on, man. Take pride in yourself.
I'm coming from the government to this.
And there's a bathroom in between. Oh, you can go throw on some cute shit.
I'd be in the office doing this. I'm glad I didn't kill this motherfucker today.
Man. This is supposed to be your fly hour.
No, I feel great. I look.
What if I brought some bad bitches in here?
Oh, well, then you have to prompt me.
They might just ask you where the bathroom key is, because they think you work here.
Surprise me with the bad bitches.
I'm going to have to call you ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to call ahead of time and see if you ironed your shirt.
She ain't got no friends.
Actually, I don't.
Right. I know.
I don't like girls, women. Oh, my God, they're so annoying. Because I was raised by men. I've lived with my dad since I was 12 years old. So just hearing, and they're not sexist or anything, but girls are annoying. Like, my brother taught me shit like, stop drinking so much because I'm not going to keep stopping the car for you to pee. So I had to learn, like, annoying little shit. He'd be like, yo, Tina, I'll be there at 11:57. And I'd be like, whatever, I'll be downstairs at 12 o'clock. You come downstairs, my brother have you running after the car. So now I'm a punctual fucking girlfriend.
Right.
If you say 11:30, I'm ready at 11:15, because my brother taught, I would literally be running after the car like, Lou, yo, stop playing. And he'd be like, I said 11:57. Bitch, I was here at 11:53, actually. You'd be like, damn, so I learned to be on time and then not be girly. Like, oh, I gotta pee and all that girly shit. Oh, my favorite. My brother taught me not to ask fucking questions. If you get in a car, don't ask shit. But where we going? How long we gonna be there? Who's going? Like all of that. And I because I was raised like that, I hate girls that do that shit. Who just gonna ride. Be there? Just how ride. Long we gonna be there? Or girls get mad because nobody's talking to them and we gotta go. So I roll with dudes to the clubs. I don't want to go with a girl because first you're gonna embarrass me and go fuck somebody. That's embarrassing. Mm. That's embarrassing.
You just really reminded me of some nights though.
Seriously.
It's like you just be in the car like, why don't you just stop talking for a little bit?
Yeah.
Trust, like, just trust me. I got you. I got you.
So I'm like, that's girl, that's why women lie too much. Like what they had for breakfast, not where they bought these shoes at, if they fucked this nigga or not last week. I mean,
not
just
too much.
Lie.
They lie better.
Oh, I fucking hate that nasty ass makeup. Yeah. And I used to work for this guy in Vegas. And, you know, he was a single guy and I was a personal assistant. And sometimes I would help him, you know, do like housework and stuff. And he would have women over and we'd have to change the sheets because you'd see all their makeup. I could see what position he had them in the bed because I'm like, oh, and like they would wear like suntan lotion shit that should be in the sheets. And I shat. Oh, wait, one bitch. He called me in the morning like, yo, T, she took everything off. She took her eyelashes off.
Oh,
she
no.
took the wig off. See, stuff that's like that.
Is that the before and after?
And she took her nails off. So I don't really like that. And
to
I know
me, that's like that's a Hollywood criminal. Production for
that,
a regular
it is.
Day.
It is.
I think that's
you
a crime.
You doing all of that? No.
Some dude in Japan sued his wife.
Yes.
Yeah, because the baby came out crazy.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing
she
about
had
that.
All a bone change, all that stuff. But they go too far.
That is outrageous. And I think that's unfair. I mean, it's like bait and switch. I had a friend that used to live in a guest house of a celebrity's mansion, right? And he would meet women outside the house, you know. He would never bring them in.
Right.
And
the guest
when the
house
girl,
is cool,
yeah,
though.
No, it's cool, but he was trying to
if you're a midget.
Tell them a story. He was trying to teach them a lesson like when you came here, I thought all of that shit was real. So you thought because a girl got mad when she found out he lived in a pool house and he was like, I don't see what the difference is. Like, I thought you came with that.
Yeah.
So when you saw me outside the mansion, you thought I lived in there. That's the same thing I did. I said, oh, this bitch got long hair down her back. She got beautiful rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
She has natural hazel eyes. So, you know, I'm like, I just think it's unfair that women be like, I want a real man and da 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 da. And you're
so
just
funny.
So
you said that.
Fake.
That was my video.
I mean,
this
I do nails, but.
That was my video this morning. Like I said, what happened to all the real, like the real gangster, the real friends, the real thugs, the real women? Everybody got famous.
Remember in the 90s when the women were just gorgeous and real, like Nia Long and like Aaliyah, like all these women. Even Little Kim was fucking beautiful before she did all that other
shit. She was beautiful.
And she wore wigs for fun, you know, but now it's like that's what a bitch is like, their upkeep is. I don't like that.
What drives a woman to get the fake body, the fake backside, the fake
it's
thing?
Attention.
But it's I just can't deal with
it's
it.
It's attention.
To me, it's just too noticeable. Like if
but I don't get why a man would pursue a woman like that. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but anyone that seeks attention obviously has low self-esteem. So you're already setting yourself up for failure along the line. But, getting a woman like that.
Can I ask you guys?
We talked about that, like to put these plastic bags that could leak.
Well, right, you men scary. Keep
yeah, yeah,
saying how great they look and you get excited when you see them twerking. So they so think you like that. But what's funny is on my Facebook page, I see nothing but men saying, okay, we're over the twerking. What's next?
Oh, I'm never over
these
twerking.
These women are getting 5,000
right.
likes.
No.
They
no.
don't know.
Well, they
I think
on
the
their
men.
Hands, the twerk
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I even like to watch a few. I watched that City Girl one. That was awful. They had the dustiest bitches ever. Did you see the City Girls twerking video?
Dusty.
What is City Girls? Who are the City Girls?
City Girls. Them hood
do.
Bitches.
Don't do that.
Drake who's put them on the song.
What?
Don't do the Who City
Girls. Oh, I know City Girls. Yeah.
You know that twerking shit. They mad ghetto. She's the one that says she says flued out.
Yeah.
She
oh,
can't
yeah,
even
yeah.
speak.
You
she said she was
yeah.
saying that.
They twerk
some,
good?
Yeah.
They twerk good?
That's all you want to know.
Listen, let me tell you something.
Well, they did a song with Cardi B. And the video I'm talking about is with Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And they must have went to like the dustiest places in Hunts Point in 1997.
I'm
going to
say something that's so
transported these bitches
hurtful.
Now.
So, bad. You know, I go to these English bars, the pubs, mm-hmm. and one of them has these two girls, and they twerk.
Mm-hmm.
And they twerked, and everybody was hype. When it was done, I said, that's the worst fucking twerking I've ever seen in my life. I said, y'all should never twerk again.
No.
And everybody's like, why would you say that? I said, dude, the rhythm is off. I said, come on, mate. English girls don't twerk.
No, just because you can move that ass. So even just because you have a big ass doesn't mean you can twerk. Like, see, I'm terrible at that. One guy, I'm not
like
you.
Yes! They're like the cat that throw up like this.
It's not even when it was like...
That is terrible. If you're twerking and someone that's said bad. You look like a cat throwing up.
That's really bad.
That is a good one.
Oh my god.
I just, if you do bad twerking, you gotta call it out though.
Yeah.
That is true.
I like you because you stay in your lane. You're like, no, that's not my thing.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna try. Like,
but you know,
I think to answer your question, I think it's just the social media. People are so, they just want likes.
Yeah,
so they'll do whatever it takes. They'll sell the soul for likes.
Do you guys, yeah. Now I did like the painted stuff, but the rest of them bitches look dusty as fuck. I don't know. I wasn't very excited.
Yeah, but this is very professional experience. Twerking. This is it.
No, yeah,
they hired the best twerkers in the world.
Like they hired the best twerkers in the world. Yeah. But I thought they looked rather dusty.
They're throwing a contest.
Some of them look Windexed.
Very good. Very
good. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm talking about. That's
Cardi
looked professional.
Good, though.
Yeah, okay.
Has Cardi fell off?
I don't think.
Why does everybody want Cardi to fall off?
Wow. The butts.
Not Cardi. Oh, Nicki.
Lion face.
Wow. Lion. I must have missed that part in the video.
You know what? I haven't seen videos. Where do you see videos these days?
Do you have a smart TV? You can download Vivo or YouTube.
I'm against downloading anything.
Mm. Grandpa. Okay.
Well, I just don't, because I download stuff and then I don't know. I don't do it right. I'm not technology sound. You know what I'm saying? My roommate, he's all on it.
That's pretty.
What happened? Yeah, she looks gorgeous.
If I want to see twerking, I'll go to the bar across the street and you know.
It's pretty extreme.
Let me get another look again. Let me see again.
They look naked.
Yeah, some of them just look dusty. Oh, that's when it is. They start looking dusty at that end. It just... Yeah. I don't know. It looked like some dirty ass. Like that ass. Did you see that ass just now? It was like.
We're looking at people twerking right now.
Yeah.
To the studio.
Go to
the audience.
City girls twerk. Everybody got enjoy yourself.
Or maybe it looked really shitty on my TV. It looked a lot better now. Sure. Nope. It's dirty again. Dirty, nasty.
No, you won't see that out here in Sherman.
Well, I'd rather the women. No. I wish the women were in really good shape twerking. That's what it is. Like, some of these asses are shaking around and they don't have any muscle tone. They just.
Who casted that video?
You know, like that ass.
You should have mixed it up.
They casted it themselves. They did like a game to find
a video. I'm going to send it to y'all of this Caucasian Jamaican girl who twerks. Jesus Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Jamaicans originated
this
one.
But she grew up in Yardo, so it's crazy to see her because she's
like that ass.
She's German background. Cause we have there's a village in Jamaica of just German people, but they've all grew up in Jamaica. Oh my God, she breaks all stereotypes.
Name?
I have to show it to you on this other site. You know, I'd be moving on too much at night
on a porn site.
I'm bored with porn.
Really?
I mean, it's like
no new faces,
huh?
No new faces.
No, for real. Listen, I've been thinking
about that. No, that could be true. You'd be like, oh, I already know what this bitch gonna do. You already know.
But it's like, you know, if you meet a couple porn, like, if you have friends who do porn, it's like you don't want to watch it. I don't know why it's weird to me, because I know like three
girls. I mean, I get that. I have actor friends and I don't watch any of their shit. Like, my godbrother is Noriega. I don't know what the fuck he be up to. I'll be like, yo, I just heard this dope ass song, and he literally be like, that was 12 years ago, Tina. And I'll be like, I didn't know. I'm just your sister. I don't groupie you.
New album, I think.
See, I'd be like, I'd be surprised.
He's on Revolt now with Puffy.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even watch Drink Champs. I feel terrible. I've gone there with him, and watch it while I'm there, I don't even know how to watch it.
Mike Tyson story one is the best.
See, I didn't even know Mike was on it. Oh, he had Mike on there?
He had the locks on.
Oh, and they were telling the Mike
story.
They
told the story when Mike came in there, zooted out, and he was trying to get at, what's the rapper?
Yes, Eve or somebody, Eve. Right?
So he saw Eve and was like, I just want to fuck you. And then the lots were like, Mike, chill, chill. And then Mike was just not hearing them. They were like, man, we might have to jump Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm like, did he rape that bitch?
No, Mike.
No, he's very aggressive. I used to cheerlead for his very basketball team.
Aggressive.
And when I met him, he just touches you hard. Wow. Like, I met him, and he was like, how you doing? Like, literally that hard.
Yeah.
He was like, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And as soon as he did that, I was like, damn. And then years later.
Have any of you guys ever met Mike? Have you ever met you?
I've never met Mike.
It's the most intimidating.
No, seriously.
Like, when you're next to Mike, you're like, oh, shit.
Like a loose pit bull.
He's a pit bull. Because he's just walking, and he has his face like.
He's a pit bull, man.
But he's so sweet.
You don't want to look at him like you get eye contact. You're like, what are you looking at?
He's a pit bull. No, he's not even. He's missing stuff. He's not even like that in real life. He's a pit bull. He is a teddy bear.
When he's not on, when he's not on cocaine, he's very teddy bear.
Well, yeah, when he's not on cocaine and he's
everybody says when Mike's on that.
He's a pit bull.
He's a pit bull.
Yeah. That's all he is, man.
Maybe that's when the incident happened with what Desiree. Because I still don't think he did it. I always thought that Desiree may have taken it the wrong way. I was like, based on how he touched me when he met me, like, nice to meet you.
He's aggressive.
Maybe she took it the wrong way.
He gave her, he ate the cootie, though.
The dick. Oh.
For a long time.
He did?
And then she complained.
But I'm sorry, still, we'll be another fight again. Yeah, because I'm like, I'm a lady, and I just feel like me coming to your hotel room is the consent. I know I'm such a fucking lady. I just adjust my boobs.
Anyway. So what's new? I thought you were going to bring one of your top earners up in here or something. I want to interview someone of them.
We're getting money.
I want to get. She met Obi in the elevator.
Yes. What was that like? Oh, I was very impressed by him.
He's next up.
Yo, seriously. He's going to be in a cover of Forbes. He was handling some business on phone.
Yeah.
He's very professional. And we were over there like making fun of him and clowning stuff he said on the phone.
We're trying to distract him.
Mm-mm. Yeah. He didn't get distracted. He didn't laugh.
I like that kid.
But when he stopped the phone call, he acknowledged that we were being goofy. Dressed impeccable.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, every morning, he go first to like an English tailor.
He sleeps with that suit on.
Seriously. His mother is so proud right now.
He's from Boston, isn't he?
Straight up. Hardcore.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I like Obi. He's a good kid.
He's next up.
How old is he?
Yeah, how old is he?
27.
He reminds of us. Like, he reminds me. Okay.
I mean, y'all don't dress that nice, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
We're used to.
Yeah, we're used to.
I'm not going to pub him up yet.
Wait, so you're saying he doesn't have to wear his suit? He just wears it because he has to.
Everybody in the office got to wear a suit.
Oh, the program. They don't play on the dress code. Like, I see people come up for interviews. I'll be like, I guess you're not going to make it.
I'll send people home.
Yeah, we send people home.
Thank you. I don't like that. I see people with
If you
flip-flop.
Worked at Target, they got a dress code.
Right.
If you worked at McDonald's, they got a uniform. Yeah. Our uniform is a suit.
Now, when you want to make your own dress code, then you run your own goddamn business. Exactly. While you're here,
now, this
you
is our dress
wear.
Code.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an image that we want to withhold.
And I'm impressed by that because, like I said, I have a friend who does kind of the same. I'm not going to say you do the same thing because I felt like I disrespected you.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Because you guys were like, does what they do.
You guys were like, no, we don't do
that. No, we don't do the same thing.
But he feels you guys do the same thing.
Not the same thing.
But he has no dress code. Yeah. And I noticed that he has a lot of issues with staff. Because it's like, it's a lot of credible issues. Like, people lie, steal, and. Yeah. So they don't portray an image every day. So they come in there like, sagging.
Yeah.
Like, you stay in that mentality. Yeah. You know?
Low energy.
Well, just like if you was going out to the club, you know, the dress code of, you know, somebody coming in dressing fly versus in hood clothes.
That's true.
You get a lot less fights when everybody's dressed fly. A lot less altercations.
No, seriously.
Because they're looking good. Yeah. They don't want to mess up that suit. She don't want to mess up their dress.
Like, that is true.
They think twice.
That's how I feel when I get on new shoes.
I never thought about it like
that.
When I get new shoes, I'm cool.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think twice about that.
I'm not acting.
Yeah, we ain't dancing.
I'm not.
I don't dance with you.
I'm not going over there. Oh, I'm good. You don't dance? I love to dance. Well, I'm Jamaican.
I'm not dancing with, you know.
that way.
I seen you. Remember, I seen you at a spot one night.
Vertical dance.
You remember that? It's on Ventura. It's called like 5121. It has a number.
Oh, I remember.
That's the worst place I've ever been to.
Page 71. Yeah.
They had no door on the men's bathroom, so you could watch somebody piss from the dance floor.
I just have to go in there and use the restroom for a second.
And then everything was
that might increase your going home capabilities, though. Like, yeah, but I could see.
I don't want to see some other dude pissing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. And then the couches were all wet.
Everybody's standing on them.
What is that all about? It's ew. I was in there. Ugh.
It was that
and
bad.
I came in with a team. Like, I had to line up. Like, oh, we're maximum. I got to get up out of here.
It was that bad.
That's terrible.
It was that bad.
Oh, my God. Hey.
It's ninth inning.
We're hooping, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
These niggas is trying to get me back to basketball. Yeah. I retired from sports.
Broke.
Except for Manchester.
Well, that's
Manchester.
That's watching though, but playing because I had to.
You better make sure you get some high tops. You need to get a high top version of all shoes.
You're getting old now.
You got to
wasn't that funny, John?
Got the shin lace up.
You know, you
don't let a high top you like that.
First of all, he's not funny.
He's basically saying he's gonna break your ankle.
I wear Kobe's.
Yeah, because that age, you can break your ankles.
Rolling.
We're going to take a time out for the show. My ankle. See, first of all, I talked to the Jacksons. We could talk about the family. The Jacksons clowned me.
Why?
They did.
They invited me to play basketball last Sunday, and I said,
Tito?
Oh.
Yep. He told
me. Tito's son. And I said, I'm drunk. I just left the bar. And he said, okay, when you're not scared, come back and.
Oh!
I said, have you played any organized sports in your life?
Oh.
And he was like, this doesn't matter. Hung up on me.
Doesn't matter.
I said, so I ordered shoes immediately.
You did.
Okay. Of course. I can't have, first of all, I can't have.
Them shit talking.
I can't have celebrities talk shit about me in sports.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go do
especially not a family known for singing. I mean, they're going to shit on you athletically. You don't have that?
Right.
Yeah. I can't have that. I was embarrassed. So I ordered Kobe's immediately. So I'm going to shoot around with you Thursday. And I'll be ready for them Sunday.
Oh, I hope you don't hurt yourself on Thursday.
No. He's going to be ready.
Have you been working out?
No.
You got to get on that treadmill first.
I'm gonna drink a beer before I play.
It's high intensity.
Oh,
Lord.
And smoky live before.
It's high intensity though.
With you guys,
it's high intensity. The Heineken flavored Gatorade.
They play.
Everything's high intensity, man.
Oh, so it's
full court.
No, everything's high intensity.
You are the worst because you every day we talk. You're the one like Casey said. You know, you try to be calm and rationalize, and you gas this one up.
I gas me up.
I just see it. I just call it. I see it, man.
I'm gonna Tina. I'm gonna take pictures. I'm gonna live it, Facebook live it. You gonna see it.
Shoot, what time is it? I want to come. Please. I need to witness this. Yeah.
But I hope we don't run too much.
It's though. Full court.
Where?
It's full court.
He said, what are you talking about?
It's a whole lot of running back and forth.
It's full court.
He said, where? Like it matters.
It don't matter. Full court.
Where?
The mountains ain't gonna help you. What you looking over there for?
I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
It's full court, man.
Okay, I'm just gonna say
it's intense.
Full court press.
You see, all
it's gonna turn into a nightmare on Thursday.
You see everything you see.
Yes,
I'm the best athlete as far as you can see.
Man, dude. How many of those
at 47 and tequila?
Whoa!
I'm telling you, I'm great.
Okay, I'm coming.
Budweiser. This is sponsored by Budweiser.
I'm great. Sponsored by Budweiser.
Sponsored by Geritol.
Brought to you by Budweiser.
My ice.
Before you play.
Okay.
Tiger Bomb.
That's after.
Before you play, could you please make sure that you know the local ER?
Oh, man.
First of all, I'm fully insured.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right.
So if anything bad, we
waiver.
Just have to.
We need to get a waiver.
Make sure the life insurance premiums have been paid.
Man, I'm telling you.
When's the last time you played full court?
Real speed?
No, I'm talking about real, like real full court.
Or been on a treadmill.
Don't do that. Don't do it like that.
It's been about 2 years.
Mm. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but
I'd be like, sometimes.
And he works out.
I work out.
Doesn't mean nothing. It's all in here, baby.
Okay.
Can we get the radio station out there and tape this live?
We might have to. First of all, I am a ex world class athlete. I just want you to know that.
X.
Doesn't matter though.
20 years ago.
Ain't that what maybe the nephew 30. Said? Doesn't matter.
When you have swag out of control.
Oh man.
Something about my hoop game is incredible. Kids be like, I like watching him play.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's,
because that's, you're that's hilarious. Good. You probably be doing like goofy shit.
Oh
that's
man.
That's true though. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh no.
No old man.
No
old
man. I studied Kobe to a T.
Are you like Uncle Drew?
Mm. I was just, get out of my head. I was literally gonna say, did you guys see Uncle Drew? Because like that Drew. Shit is
the,
hilarious.
He's the real Uncle Drew.
Yes.
Uncle Drew.
Oh,
<man. laughs> Sorry. Okay, let me stop.
That's all good. Gonna,
he's gonna cancel my show.
It's all good. We're gonna do this.
But you know, if you go out there and ball, man, you're gonna have to apologize. Man.
I didn't know this
go
was
out there and ball.
I'll apologize live.
Go out there and
hey,
ball.
You know what? I will. Hey, yesterday, okay, you know, Monet, shout out to Monet if she's listening.
Shout out to Monet. Come on, she's a waste of
Monet.
Me.
I heard she smashed everybody.
Smash.
Don't
me.
Use that Monet term because it can be misconstrued. Did she bone you?
Smash you in what?
No,
in basketball. Okay.
Thank you. Complete the sentence.
In basketball.
She played
it. You don't need homegirl getting a bad
name. She went up.
Shout out to Monet.
93. I've never seen 93 on the basketball.
Yeah. You let her.
Wait. But, are you talking about the video game?
No,
she's
live.
No, live. She's a
like she was.
Monet's a hooper.
But she's a hooper though.
Monet.
I'm so confused right now.
We took the team. Monet, team night.
Team night.
Okay.
Yesterday we went to Dave and Buster's. You know the basketball.
Oh,
thing.
Oh my god,
that thing. That's cute.
I won the there, first, but she, then she came back. And
first
it,
of all, women
90,
shoot way better than men.
93.
Are y'all hiring? Like, I need a job that
women
is
shoot.
Fun.
Women shoot
a lot of fun.
Women shoot way better than men. First of all,
man,
they're more sound.
That's because they lie better than men. Yeah.
Man. You do.
Mm-hmm.
You. I'm not gonna front. Women lie way better.
We're diabolical. We plan stuff. Like, we plan the lie think. Out. No, you didn't even tell John to watch out for my phone call, but we called Tiffany and was like, "So Tiffany, I told my man that I was with you. So make sure if you speak to his friend that you fuck with, that you say that."
Men ain't that organized with their lies.
Yeah, down.
Because men try to freestyle off the head and forget what they say.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the biggest
You've
problem.
This one.
Yeah, and you get a different story each time. It's like a real police interrogation.
That's last night.
Like which one's Monet?
Your story got holes in it.
Damn, you know you guys got a good team. I think you guys got a good group right now, right?
Yeah, we got a good group,
right?
Oh yeah.
But we got a good group.
I don't play that stuff. I'm very I don't know hoop court. I'm sexist.
Yeah,
I don't play that shit.
No mercy.
I don't play that shit.
I wasn't either, but
I will. Like, when I go to the park, I'm very racist, too. I'll pick up all the white dudes.
Mm.
Why?
Because we're going to move the ball.
Mm.
And play D.
That is right.
Thank you. you get these dudes, right. Everybody's shooting from 40 feet.
Yeah, the rock will be moved.
A lot of assists.
The ball gets moved, and we win. It's Duke. Good. We win.
Yeah,
it's
basketball Duke. IQ. Huh?
Sorry.
Figured it out.
See?
Strategize.
Damn, they share.
So we want to know how you guys are going to get us to Hawaii the next time.
Mm.
What do we got to do?
Join the business.
Join.
I thought you asked me to answer the show.
Let's see Casey in the field. If Casey can get 40.
40 in what? Week,
40 enrollment. Sign up 40 people. I think you can do it.
40 people?
In what, a week?
A day.
I don't even know 40 people.
I don't know.
No. Because I'm honestly, I get.
He don't know the systems.
I get.
I teach him systems.
I'll get Casey's stuck on a babe for like, I'll get stuck on a babe for like an hour.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
you feel me?
Distracted.
Then I look at y'all like, hey, it's not working.
about to tap out.
And that scares me. I don't think I'm ever gonna fall in love again.
Oh, cut it out! You will.
If you say it, you won't.
Yeah, because you're.
If you say it, you will.
I feel like I'm undisciplined though. Like I'm untamed.
Wow.
Because I'm into some stuff right now.
Like,
that didn't come out right. Pause.
What?
I was man, like what? You dress up like, as an animal and have sex? Like,
role playing is awesome. People need to role play more.
The parties.
Yeah, I know.
In the hills.
People need to.
They got the
Casey in the hills.
All naked with the
I
Robin
don't like
mask.
You guys anymore.
the Robin mask. I mean,
oh, you know that they had jokes.
Oh, every morning. This ain't nothing new. First of all, I love it because he always thinks he beats me to work. That I open the door like, nope, I'm right here.
You've been, like, you been there early. You've been getting.
He come right out the door. I'd be like,
that's true.
Since they dropped the scooters in Sherman Oaks, I'm prompt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna die in one of those, I think.
No.
I heard one in three people are being sent to the ER.
Yeah, I need to get a helmet.
Why is that?
Because people don't see us. Just think, people hit cars. They don't.
Hold up. What do you mean people not seeing y'all? I drive and I just see people just driving in front of my car. Wow. They don't even look.
Wow.
That is true.
They're not even looking. And as a mom, I be yelling at the window like, you're not gonna look.
The only time I ride generally is every morning. So it's like, what, 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Right.
And so people are sleepy. You know what I'm saying? They're not too alert. That scares me, though, because that's why I get on the curb, the sidewalk sometimes. But then sometimes I'm in the middle of the street.
You gotta be careful, man.
Why are y'all in the middle of the fucking street? You're supposed to be in the fucking bike lane.
That's true.
Y'all are annoying. Well, no, I had to honk at a dude yesterday, and he pulled his... First of all, he had ear fucking plugs in on the fucking scooter in the middle of the street.
Jeez.
His ear...
And he was riding it?
Yes, and I kept honking. He pulled his earphones and actually turned around and looked at me like, what? That's right.
I got a driver's license.
Yeah, like, you're not supposed to be in the middle of the street.
That's right.
That is supposed to be used like a bike, and there's a bike lane for that, or you drive on the side like a bike. They're taking up a whole thing like a car. And then they be doing like 10 miles an hour. Like, bitch, this is 35 here. Move.
Right. They're going to start putting those on the test, on the driver's license test. Can you drive a scooter, car? What is this commercial? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, seriously. It's gonna be on
there. I know they want us to wear helmets. Can you get a... Is it against the law?
It's going to be on the driver's license.
The loophole is legally to cover their ass. They're asking you to sign a contract when you rent it. Uh-huh. It says you are telling the company that you have a helmet.
Oh.
You're not reading the terms and conditions, and you just be like, yeah, charge my car. So that's their loophole. By law, they're saying, please make sure you have a helmet. Okay. So now they pass it on to you.
Can we make a verbal contract right here? Because this is being recorded. All right, let's go in the business. Mm-hmm. Let's do insurance for those. It's our business.
Oh, why not?
That's actually brilliant.
Seriously.
Like, dude, seriously. What the fuck's like, going on
here? Yeah, because
insurance.
Because what happens when they run into my car and damage my car?
Yeah, and
you're just
going
to say sorry?
Yeah, because you scratched up a car.
How do I?
Insurance.
Yeah.
How does that work, though? You have to.
Sue them in small claims court.
Oh, something. You should, because, I mean, it's a problem. I mean, maybe,
and
stop, because that's a great idea. Well, because the other way would to sue them in small claims court, but the only way I would be successful is if I really know your address, and then I have to serve you. So if you had insurance, that'd be better, because then we could just exchange information. So
that is a great question.
A lot of people lose because they can't serve the person.
Right.
What happens if I do bump somebody, scratch their car? I'd be like, sorry?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not insured.
I'm calling the motherfucking police, because it's the same thing as if you threw a football through my house window. Your car, if you have renter's insurance, your car is an extension of your home.
I cannot believe this is not something.
Well, that's also an issue that California had, because those companies, Bird and Wheeled, they never even asked LA could they place them here.
I heard Santa Monica is a mess.
I got a guy.
They're leaving them in the middle of the
Santa
streets.
Monica
they're everywhere.
Out of control.
Oh my God, that'd be perfect.
Sherman Oaks only allows one company.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the city's going to get upset with that too. Like, if I was the mayor of the city and I'm going around, I see all these freaking...
Well, that's what Sherman Oaks did.
It's like five companies.
It's almost an eyesore.
They had three companies at first, and then they're like,
tacky,
only one.
Speaking of eyesore, I see it in, you know, Bel Air and stuff, and I'm like, ugh.
Like, it's like...
Is this a poor person on a scooter? he doesn't have a car.
They slam anywhere, though. Yeah. They slam anywhere.
The ground,
like,
on the side of the building.
On the street.
Like, this is my city?
Yeah. Get this shit up off the street.
Man. They get snooty, Casey. They get real snooty.
It's snooty fox out here. It's
snooty, man.
Y'all don't know about the snooty fox.
But it makes sense.
Wait. What you know about the snooty fox?
I said that.
Who said that? I said that. Is that where you take your hoes?
Never.
What is the snooty fox?
You never heard of snooty fox?
You don't know?
It's a spot.
It's a
motel.
Where?
You pay like 3 hours.
You can pay hourly rates.
I think it's
in LA. It's in like Inglewood or some shit.
You've been there?
It got the workers. Wait. It's a real like pimp prostitute fucking place. They got, you know, mirrors on top of the... Yeah.
I think it's off of La Brea and...
Yeah, something like that. And the image, the logo is,
fox.
He looked like a pimp.
It's a pimp fox.
Is it a pimp fox? He got a cane.
Have you been there?
Yes, you we have? All we've all heard about it.
Yes,
we heard about it.
When you said yes, I looked at you
the way you said it.
I wasn't even gonna answer. She said
hey,
yes.
I like yes. It was. It's an LA just historic think, place. I like to visit a lot of the LA historic places.
You just need 2 hours of time.
Three, motherfucker.
Is it? They do 3 hours.
Yeah.
You can't get less.
I guess you could. You could just get a. Oh no, no, no! It was 3 hours.
3 hours. Damn.
Because no one wants to spend a whole night there. It's never. Dirty as oh. fuck. It's Woo. Nasty. Yeah. It's, man, it's like, come on the remote. Like, it's wow. Gross. You
there's
don't
want to touch.
Yeah, right? Well, yeah, because you can put it on the phone. Yes. Isn't it a pencil? Yeah, 5 blocks from the L.A. Coliseum.
Wait for the hour.
That's
special.
A nice picture.
Tuesday night.
Really?
Tuesday night.
Taco Tuesday.
There it is.
See, it's a fucking prostitute bitch in the promo ad.
We need to go talk to some schools.
About what?
You guys need to talk to some
kids. How you transition from the snooty box to children?
I transitioned viciously.
Yeah, I'm like, vicious.
Years. He went from first
well,
to
you
six.
Got 5 minutes. Red tell line. Us the serious stuff about
that. That's the way his brain works. That's the way his brain works.
I don't want to talk about that, man.
Well, you got 5 minutes, so tell us about the children.
No, because I've been bothering these dudes for the longest. They need to go talk to some kids because they got to. I'm tired of this.
I mean, you're 80, so when you say kids, what ages are you going to?
Elementary.
Oh, really?
No.
That's what my degree's in, elementary ed.
What?
Yeah.
I am impressed.
But I can't teach anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, but I just don't want to.
Oh, man. Yeah, these kids are tough now. They'd be like, shut the fuck up, dude.
No, that's the type I like, though. That's
what do they say?
Like.
Bifade you or some shit like
these
that.
These kids ain't tough.
They do.
They talk tough.
They talk tough. I just understand this clout chasing phenomenon where you could, all it's about is everything you do is to get likes.
That's it. It's so
that people no
fake.
Longer want to go to college anymore. They want to be social media influencers.
What's his name? Soulja Boy went to jail.
Yes.
First of all, did you see him in jail looking? Going in court looking shook like you about to go to county, baby.
Why? Wait, what? When they came to his house and he had
violation. But his homeboys robbed his house and went on Instagram Live while he was in jail.
Yep.
This
is too much.
And they used his phone. So everybody saw a Soulja Boy and they were like, wait, he in jail. But it was his boys in front of the house taking his shit.
Wow. Well, I mean, not his boys, so obviously, because they're not his friends if they
he
shit.
He has a problem. They say Soulja Boy has a problem. He's too nice. And he'll meet someone, say, I'm a rapper, and move him into his house.
Wow.
He can't be doing this shit.
Nah, stupid.
You can't be doing that. But smart. Anyway.
What's fucked up is the people that didn't appreciate that.
Are those guys going to jail that robbed his house?
I hope so. Because
there's the evidence.
It was like $100,000 in cash, some in jewelry, and he was in jail.
But you know Instagram's about to change the game, though. They just announced something now where they're not going to be showing the likes when you look at people's pictures.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
The user will be able to see their likes.
Mm. Yeah, because kids are chasing likes.
So you won't even be able to see the
I'm
likes
so
of all those people.
I'm so fucking tired of this PC shit. Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
That's good.
What do you mean it's PC?
Won't be able to
because now we're so concerned about people chasing likes. We're going to remove that.
In the high schools, that's a problem.
That is.
Because kids
how about everybody parent their fucking kids and teach your fucking children integrity and morals?
Their parents want likes, too.
Why does the world have to refrain from normal activities? Because people are sensitive and people are this. Now I just heard, so I love that show 12 Reasons on HBO or no, on Netflix, the suicide shit. No, 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons, yeah.
And they're saying that there's a correlation. There has been a 28% increase with teen suicides. So they're blaming that show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how about the parents blame them fucking self or some shit? How you blaming a show? Everybody puts something on everybody else.
It's
your children unhappy. Maybe it's just a coinky dink that while that was airing, they were killing themselves. But
kids judge their value on how many people like this.
Man, I watched He-Man. I never wanted to be fucking He-Man. Like, that's just ridiculous. I watched ER.
It's
never thought about going to the school for medical.
We grew up in the 90s.
It's the culture.
It was a whole different thing.
I'm still
growing
up.
Our time was, everybody was like, man, prove you can do that. Show me you can do that.
Well, I watch shit about cartels, well, and I'm not funneling drugs.
I mean, a lot of stuff you see is not real either, right? You know, you put, take a picture, you can edit it, you can filter it, you can change your body shape. Like a lot of it's, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you, you're chasing things that's not even real.
I'm glad the filtering stuff is time to tone down. Because when I start seeing dudes with little bunny ears, I was like, man. Wow. I'm not saying, listen, first of all, let me say something right. I'm not judging anyone, but I'm just like, it's too much.
Yeah, it's just...
Or when girls use it as their picture, like,
man.
Like, I mean, then what's the purpose of Instagram? Like, it's just really fucking goofy.
I shout out to all my Instagram girls. I appreciate everything you do.
But you know what? I think
when is the likes
like
thing happening?
Should be
I heard about it last week.
They just announced it.
That'll
be real because
they want to help with people's self-esteem. That is their mission.
Well, these kids are chasing it. Yeah. And it's all clout chasing, you know? Yeah.
I mean, if it's about the people taking pictures that are risky and then they're falling off of buildings and stuff like that, because they're doing stuff like that for likes. That's why people keep falling into the rim of the Grand Canyon. I'm like, 20 years ago, nobody fell. Like 6 or 8 people fell into the Grand Canyon Valley.
How the hell is
chasing a picture, you know, trying to get the ass edge. I mean, I've done stuff like that. I do that in Malibu. Wow. But what I do is I get on my knees and I crawl to the edge. I don't stand
first
up
all,
and take
that,
a photo.
That visual is too much.
I thought about it as I said. I was like, ugh.
Somebody, I know something.
We have to
comment.
Come back for our evening show for that.
On my knees.
Yeah. No, seriously, I crawl to the edge. Look, on all fours. Just to take a picture. Yeah, I don't stand up where there's a wind factor and, you know, it's like physics come into play, momentum and weight and shit. I get on the edge where I don't have that much and take a picture.
40 seconds. We need another hour.
I'm serious.
This is a warm up.
This is a warm up.
Because I got some more stuff I want to talk about.
We ain't talking about shit.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like this was like, okay, cool. We're good. Show's about to be good, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's good. Okay, cool. Now here's the show. Okay, you're going to talk about this. Everybody vibing.
Well, I want to say I missed John and John. Oh, light and dark. They're like light and dark rum.
I love it.
I miss my light and dark rum guys.
They get me amped. I could be in a bad mood. I'm like, come on, Case.
What's up? Yeah. How you feeling, Case?
Wait, when's the pizza Friday? Wait,
Friday,
what type 7:30. Of pizza is it? Friday? I ain't coming up here for
all
no seats.
All everything. Choices. Everything.
All choices.
All choices. All you can eat.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
all
for real.
I can 7:30. Eat. All
yeah,
is
it'll be great. For real.
It's fine.
Bring a friend.
This is Casey saying goodbye. That's Tina. These are the two Johns. Say peace, everybody.
Peace.
I love this show.
Me too.
Oh, shoot. I got to send this out, too.
Man, I'm
wasted, kind of.
Oh, look at my dad.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.